right, Jim Taylor back on WRMJ and WRMJ.com. Man, a lot going on this week at Mercer County Intermediate School. They're having a youth sports camp for girls ages 3rd through 6th. We're talking about volleyball, we're talking about basketball, softball, and track. And one of the camp counselors is senior-to-be Lillian Huckey. So you got to tell us what this experience has been like. You've done it Wednesday and Thursday, final day of the camp. Friday, how fun has it been?
It's been really fun. I've had a real good time having all the sports camp. It's different, though, from doing every sport, but I'm really enjoying it. I think the kids are really enjoying it, too, just getting to interact with all the high school athletes instead of just they're seeing different people than usual.
Yeah, and you're a kid that plays basketball, volleyball, and softball. So if you can go back to maybe when you were a third grader or a fourth grader, what do you think an experience like this would mean to you?
I think it would mean a lot to me just because the little kids look up to us so much. And not really about the sports, about how we interact with each other. I think it's great just seeing, because I saw some kids last night at, out at the Diamond, and they were like, they came up, ran up to us and were like, hey, and I was asking them how their game went, and they were so excited to see us, and it's just an awesome experience to see how they're, see how much they look up to us.
Well, and it's one thing to be coached, and that's your experience as a student-athlete, but it's another thing where the roles are reversed, and you serve as the instructor or you serve as the coach. What kind of perspective has that given you kind of this week?
Well, it shows you how much coaches go through and how much their patience has to be there. But I'm having a blast teaching these younger girls how to do things more properly, teaching them the fundamentals, the little tricks I've picked up over the years. And there's just so much fun to be around. I'm having a great time.
Can you give me one, has there been like one funny thing or a couple of funny things that have kind of stood out from you this week, maybe that you've heard, you know, one of the kids say or one of the kids do?
Well, out at softball, it's been real hot this week, and they were all they wanted to do is get sprayed by the hose. So we sprayed them with the hose because they were so excited. They have a lot of fun playing chicken on a hill. They like interacting with the big girls, so we always partner up with them, and then they just, they're fun.
All right, so for our listening audience, and for me, when you say chicken on the hill, I'm like, what you talking about? So what is, explain to me what chicken on a hill is.
It's a game where we partner up, and then the little kids will run in a circle in the middle, and the bigger adults will run in the outside circle, and you have a partner in each circle, and then a caller will just call out, like, lover's leap, and then you, like, leap into the arms, and then the last one to do it is out.
All right. Now, you're a part of a class, a senior class to be, that has had some pretty good success in a lot of the different things that you do. So how important is kind of getting that message across or continuing that tradition and in terms, you know, working with these kids at ages 3rd through 6th grade where you want to probably see this tradition continue? So how important is that, do you think?
I think it's very important for the little kids coming up and seeing these big, like a big senior class like mine is. I think it gives them like some inspiration to look forward to, like, oh, look at all these kids who are there. I mean, yesterday there was a girl, she's like, I'm super uncoordinated, but I'm still out. And that gave hope to another girl because she thought she couldn't do it because she was not as coordinated, but she'll grow into it, you know.
And that's a good perspective to have, and that's the one thing that I was thinking about coming over here today, and the one thing I worry about when I follow high school sports and doing it for over 30 years is that when you talk about kids that play club sports or play travel ball, that's great, and I'm supportive of that, but sometimes I worry about those kids that don't play travel ball, and then they think, well, I'm not good enough to measure up. And a lot of times that's not true because sometimes just those kids have not had that
experience.
Opportunity. Yeah. So, I mean, can you speak to that a little bit?
Yeah, I think this camp has really given the kids the opportunity to try new things. I mean, a lot of them may not like some sports, but they're still going out and having fun with their friends. And I think it's showing the kids that don't play travel ball that they can do it and they're not as far behind as they think they are.
All right. So as we wrap up, just about you personally entering your senior season. Now, you're a volleyball kid and a basketball kid and a softball kid, which I think all three of those sports are in line to have a pretty good year. So are you a little bit reflective knowing that you are a senior now with entering your senior year and wanting to accomplish some things, yet kind of enjoying the moment too?
Yeah, I'm ready to, like, just kind of relax some more, but I'm real still competitive and wanting to win. And I think this year, for all the sports, every sport, even like track that I'm not competing in or golf, are going to be very successful. And I'm looking forward to this year and seeing what comes up through the next generations.
All right. And you need to get good math grades, too, for your mom.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
All right. Good luck your senior year, and thanks for having an impact on these young kids this week.
Yes, thank you for having me.
All right. All sports youth camp for the girls ages 3rd through 6th grade. We spoke with Lillian Huckey, a multi-sport athlete, joining us on WRMJ and WRMJ.com.